Do 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 do. That was supposed to be the Mastermind theme tune. Can anyone do Sean Connery? The name's Red. Red. No.
People listen to this. Sorry, can everybody right. hear me? Am I not?
So we are joined by Danny, an old mate who sits next to me, Nathan Seller and Steve Seller, and it's Red News Podcast 31. Ta-da! And Steve didn't like being called by one of you. Whispering Bob Harris, who he didn't even know who Whispering Bob Harris was, so he had to Google it, and then he came back with a, who the fuck called me that? And we've just watched us hammer the rabid Reading, and what do we think of that?
What, about Reading, or...?
Yeah, you're just going to shout now, Steve.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
talk really loud.
We did what we have to. It shows what happens when you bring a disjointed United 11... It never works, does it? I mean, we had to. You had to give them all minutes. But have we ever seen a game where we've made that many changes and it's actually ever been spectacular?
No.
We did what we had to do today. I thought that I was pleased that Chong got minutes. I was pleased that Pereira got minutes. I'm pleased that Fred started, although I don't think that was...
Well, you weren't saying that during the game, you liar.
Fred wasn't very good.
He gives the ball away in so many areas that give them... It's time, it's every game he's played for us, he's given the ball away and right on the centre spot and they're away.
Mm.
And he follows the ball like school kids do.
In what way? What do you...
Fred, he runs
doesn't stick
the
to
ball.
A
position. Right, yeah.
He just changes
he's not
the ball, he keep in position, he's, I don't know.
Pereira, I thought, you didn't rate any of them, Steve. I thought Pereira did all right in the first half, but like we did all right in the first half, and then it just at least Reading had a go. And but VAR pisses me off. It was slow,
but
and then
like, there was a guy
fucking injury time in the first half because we had to endure VAR, and that referee
there was someone down for quite a while
touching
though.
Touching his ear, fucking touching his ear. Like
yeah, they have to make it so dramatic. If a ground like Old Trafford, where I wouldn't want videos, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm of an age where it doesn't bother me if we've got video screens, but if you don't have video screens, then if the alternative is a ref thinking he's a fucking actor dramatically putting his hand to his ear, it's just bollocks. I don't like what if, right, so say we get we're 1-0 against City, we get a last minute winner, we all go fucking batshit crazy, the ref does all that, oh no, sorry, it's just
why did it take so long? That's what I want to know. Why did it take 5 minutes?
Well, they were looking at three things, I think. They were looking for offside, a foul, handball, and the original push.
But then, as slow as it takes, would you rather be like, oh, we couldn't celebrate fully for a goal?
Yeah, but just
or would you rather come away from a game saying that was a goal and we weren't giving it?
Yeah, but if mankind, people kind, or whatever, is to make mistakes. So not everything has to be as scientific. And even then, you're gonna, as I say, I watched sadly an MLS game where the ref was so uncertain in his own confidence, he checked every big decision, and the game went on for 12 minutes. So you just fuck off.
I think it's bollocks. Did you see that? I mean, obviously that Liverpool City game. We're all going to say, great, Liverpool didn't get a goal, but. If it had been United, I'd have been a bit pissed off for that.
Yeah, but we wouldn't do like Liverpool, like petitions and let it go. Just Jesus Christ.
It wouldn't have gone on forever, but at the time, I would have been a bit pissed off.
I do want to see a VAR or a video reel of all Phil Jones's. That would be.
Faces.
Well, no, just his things. I mean, what would you call them? Phil Jonisms. Where he just balloons around.
It's just
he falls to the floor.
I want to know what he does like on a Saturday night because.
Bangs into things and he's not even pissed.
Yeah, him and his missus just must watch.
I bet they've
reruns of the Bill or something like that. I bet the greatest fucking songs,
I bet they've got a house where there's no like internal walls in the middle of it because it's just a padded house.
Like Mr. Bump.
And he has to have like bird. What's that film on Netflix? The odd bird film bump. That like he has to have a piece of string attached for him when he goes piss in the night. Like, Phil, are you back yet?
I'm concerned if he's playing at the back when we play Spurs.
Well, this is... So, my thing is... Now, it wasn't great today, but...
did what
we had to do. No one really came in and made a point that you think... And Lukaku, I mean, it was a great goal, but his touch earlier...
Great goal, but his...
Yeah, but how can he do that, Nathan? How can he go from that goal, but the move before, it crashes off his shins?
But then, the worrying thing is, I just don't know if you can really teach that initial first touch. I don't know, is that something that you can teach? It's like,
no, I don't.
Is it ever going to get better?
Yeah, but Andy Cole's... But what Andy Cole worked on was his all-round game, so he would harry more, he would create more.
If he still scores... Every game, like he has, you know, he still scores consistently. Then do you?
No, as Danny said, he's our leading scorer.
Do you look past the fact that for 90% of the time he's terrible, but if he still is putting the ball in the net, then
well, he was much better last season. I mean, we weren't having these debates when he was banging in 30 goals a season, but his confidence has affected him. But his touch has always been poor. I like it. You know, I know you're all. I like him, but I'm really disappointed in him. Like us,
I just thought today.
I'm really disappointed in Steve.
What?
Because he went to Mary Poppins on his own yesterday.
Me
like Gerald Stinstadt.
Magical. Don't care what you said.
Yeah, he told us during the game when we have our when it you know when it's poor periods when you're talking shite, and he said he actually got on a bus to Harry Potter World on the Harry Potter bus. Is that true, Steve?
That is true.
Not even Phil Jones would do that. So, right.
I think with Lukaku, though, everyone said, well, the way that Ollie's setting up the teams, that's given him a bit of chance because we've been playing more pace, wingers whipping balls in for him, which we think is that plays to his strength. So, I think we give the guy time.
He can't play next week, though.
I mean, today, I think it was Pereira who put the ball through a couple of times for him.
Well, that's what I like Pereira's intent.
Getting the ball caught under his feet, are we putting that down to confidence or are we putting it down...
I think that's a mix.
If you watch him, he's a terrible footballer.
He's not terrible, Danny.
He can't control the ball.
He is, when he's in confidence, he will score us 25 goals a season. But is that enough?
Is it what we want to watch? He's a terrible footballer.
But we were saying, again, during the game, I mean, we saw the best in our lifetime, Ruud. But Ruud, you know, he won so little during that period because we were going through so much. So it's not so much, it's what they add to a team. And I reckon you ask the players at the moment, they go, we want Rashford in. But if Lukaku was in a confident run of form, then maybe they'd change their mind. So much in football is...
Did Solskjaer say the other day that he'd play them both?
Yeah, but he was just talking. But that's the joy of Ole. Instead of Mourinho going, I wouldn't play either, they're terrible men, shame on you all, the devil's fucking inside every player. We've got a manager who's drumming their confidence. Sanchez today?
Well, it was his ball that played...
it was a lovely...
through, and that was good. It showed little signs, didn't it? But then, I don't know, I still...
Can you get over the way they acted then?
What do you mean?
Well, downing tools. Have we forgiven them for this already?
Well, I understand why they'd do it, because I understand that they didn't want Jose and none of us wanted him. So, and the only way that he was realistically going to go soon was just... Like, I don't understand what... Like, if you're a professional and your livelihood is to play football, then if you're being slagged off every week, if you're not being able to play in the way that you want to play, why would you put that extra little bit in? That, like, why would you go in for that tackle?
Well, if you call them a twat, you're a twat. But they should have a professional pride in their own. I get that their whole mentality, as I said last week, if you call them twats all the time, they're going to act like twats.
Just a second, my bum's on fire. Feel me seat.
Well, because we're in the back seat crammed with a child seat, we wouldn't know, Danny. We're in second class here.
Because you normally get the bus.
But
me 2 quid on the way out.
Liverpool rank on the first front seat. I didn't realise it was a squash at the back.
But It's a bigger worry while we're still in the honeymoon period that these players have down tools for a number of men. I get it. But, you know, Ollie has exuded a charm, but he's also been quite stark in what he's outlining for them, which I've really liked. He's told them, I'm going to enjoy working with them, but this is what representing Manchester United is all about.
Hopefully, we're not going to win the league. It's very unlikely that we're going to progress really far in the Champions League. We're already out of the League Cup. So, for Ollie, the FA Cup is...
Yeah, but for me, it is. I want to win it. I desperately want to win it as well,
but other managers sort of use that, don't prioritise that at all, do they? Whereas... this could be literally his only chance to win a trophy for Man United.
Ollie is so behind the persona, he's very shrewd. He knows he will keep forcing the board into a position where they're going to have to give it to him if we carry it. Ed Woodward has put himself in a position where he cannot be the man who gets rid of a successful Ollie. So Ollie will know that. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I'm advocating... Bring in United men. We have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
We decide in May what is the best long term. But Ollie will know the FA Cup will win him a lot of ground.
Exactly. It's a trophy, isn't it? And
I think we'll win the European Cup.
Oh, fuck off, Stephen. March is. Like to dream. Well, if teams have won it in the past, have just got there, haven't they?
You what, sorry?
Right, Steve, profound thoughts.
Oh, don't ask me.
How do we approach Spurs then?
We go for the win.
Go for it.
We've got to. And they'll be more scared of us now. I know it sounds daft. They're at home and they're playing great. They won't want us to.
Yeah, but who do we play in defence? To be continued. Steve?
That's a tricky one.
Last five words.
Harry Potter is king.
It's really odd you like
him. That's four, sorry.
You need to start giving me...
Harry Potter books.
Things like this. I've got them all.
Right. What you need to prepare.
Prepare.
I did notes the other week.
Five words.
I did know. I did notes. Well, just like Roy Keane, prepare for anything, any eventuality. Except that Harry Cocker is not real.
I know he's not real, but
why do you like him? All right. See you, people. Say bye, Steve.
Bye. Five words. We're gonna win the league.
You might continue this. We can carry this on in the pub. So before we were rudely interrupted by Steve's driving, we're now in the pub and we're in the Corner Boy, which is I don't know how long it's been here.
Probably about 3 months, something.
Very
like
nice.
That.
It is tea. It's where the old coffee pot used to be, and it's like a TARDIS. It's about three times the size, and a very nice Guinness. It is too. So, right, on reflection, I haven't forgiven the players really yet. They've got a lot of way to go, but I'm not going to spend my nights worrying about what Alexis Sanchez does.
I don't care.
I'm just beyond that.
Disregard Sanchez. I don't give a shit about him, to be honest.
But he could still make a huge impact in our season. He's got it. It's just whether he can be...
But then,
whether he's focused enough.
But you've seen the way that the likes of Martial and Rashford have kicked on. Who are you dropping to give Sanchez that chance? I know there's a lot of games to play, but...
Well,
I
Rashford
want
for me,
either
is,
of them.
He it sure started the season very, very well. Then Smalling had a little period where at least he was dependable. But Rashford is just the last couple of months.
I'm starting to get worried that if we don't start winning things.
No, I don't. Not for.
No,
I don't think we'll have that. Not in a long. I just think the real. I think the
Real Madrid.
Yeah, but I think that is. That might just be the agent thinking, hang on, we're on a deal that was signed 18 months ago or whatever. Give us the money.
More,
of course. But Madrid are brutal. You know, they disown Benzema, the exception, but they disown players quickly. Spurs, how do we... We've got to worry about the future in the future. Spurs, how do we do it?
Sign a defender before we play Spurs.
Well, who do we play there? Lindelof and
we'll buy
Hope Smalling.
What are the options?
No, Bally's not back till Brighton.
He's got a three game ban.
Yeah. He's not going to be back. No. So it's Lindelof and Jones.
Well then, no.
What,
I just got to hope Smalling gets back. I mean, Jones has been, you know, he tries, but he has been calamitous.
Yeah.
There's something in him every game that makes
you. In him 100%. You know, always helping.
So what did you, Danny, you've, this is your first appearance on the podcast. What did you make? Were you Jose in, Jose out?
How do you know? Because you sit behind me. I was 100% out, and I've been for some time. And I didn't want him in the first place. And I thought his style of football is not, he's not for us. But the turning point for me was Liverpool away about 18 months ago, early on in that season, when he went there for a draw. And it's like, you don't go to Anfield, and they were there for the taking at that point, and play like that. And that is just not United, and not what we're used to watching. And I'd rather go there and get beat and have a go. So I wanted him out big time, and I'm glad he's gone.
And are you happy with Ollie?
I don't like the manner in which he has gone, and I think, unfortunately, it's modern football, and we talked about it before, player power. But we know different than any other club, and it's the power of players and agents. But he's gone, let's move on. And
But people are smart, you know, there's an actual buzz around the place, and it's energising. It's what Old Trafford should be. It's what United fans should feel.
Before, I was on the way home from Fiveside on Wednesday, and I was actually thinking, great, I'm going to watch the match. I wasn't going to watch United and Newcastle. I was looking forward to it. It's the first time I felt like that for a while.
Yeah.
A long time.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was struggling to motivate myself for league games, and I woke up and I thought, the FA Cup buzzing, early kickoff, a few drinks after, people will be, whatever, you know, whatever team wasn't this worried, oh, we're going to see the second 11. It's the FA Cup, get a run going and then win it. But you can remember, you've written in the past, Danny, about queuing up for cup final tickets at Old Trafford. Try and,
I was talking about that with my daughter last night, because she'd come to Manchester, my daughter's 7, she'd come to Manchester with her mummies today, and the homelessness in Manchester is getting worse, and there was a lot of people, and my daughter commented on how many people are sleeping in doorways and this, that and the other. And I said, I made a decision years ago, I'd never end up like that, because sleeping outside Old Trafford in the late 80s and early 90s, before the internet was invented to buy your tickets and all the rest of it, and the phone lines, and queuing up overnight.
You did it a few times. You loved it though, didn't you?
In that FA Cup run in 1990, I think I was first in the queue twice. We had a game of football on the pitch once, game of football in the car park, but we slept outside all night, and I was like, no way am I doing that again. So the younger ones don't know how lucky you are.
You've got to explain to the young... I know, but explain to someone why. Why were you queuing up all night for a ticket?
We had to get a ticket, you know. You look at that cup run, Hereford, there was Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United. We had to get a ticket in that cup run.
And token sheets.
Token sheets.
Prep sticks.
No one understands that, you know, that bizarre thing.
Do you know this, Nathan? So, in those days, you'd get your home token. Then it became your tickets was your token,
yeah, yeah.
And you'd print stick it down on a sheet that was given in the first programme of the season, and that would then guarantee you for semi-finals, finals, whenever.
The sneaky one was, now and again at reserve matches, they'd have special tokens, and you'd always end up with a special ABC token, and they were like gold.
Yes. And what you get is people at the gates going in, or collecting loads for mates and then fucking off and never seeing a minute of the A game that they've gone to.
Loads of programs. But it did force you to buy a programme.
Yeah.
It did, you know.
I'm surprised this lot haven't thought of that.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised, yeah. In fact, I hope they don't listen to this, they might be on it. Might be back on it. They did me a favour once. My nephew, who's 30 now, lives in Canada. When he was like a baby, he appeared in the programme. And I remember going, buying this bloody programme, and he was in it. And then I had to go back to the stand and buy another like 30 of these programmes or whatever, because family and friends, and send them to Canada. But I cut all the tokens out. And I remember it was Leeds, and everyone wanted this token, and I had a bucket full of them, and I was flogging them on the car park, you know, and swapping them for A tokens.
I was always anal you won't be surprised at, that I'd always demand my token at the end of the season back off United and make a big deal. Have you sent me my token sheet back? Because I still want them and I still had them. And then they'd score loads of black lines over everything. They'd do different colours, wouldn't they, for different games? You'd have a blue and then a red mark through it. Different felt tips.
In fact, I've probably still got... at my mum's house, I've got all the programmes going back to 60s, 70s, 80s, all sorts of that. Not mine in the 60s, by the way, I wasn't born with brothers. But in there's a load of token sheets, and I wouldn't mind betting
there was
still
a beauty
in there.
To it, though. There was, you know, in there being a bit of having to do an effort made it more, a bit more rewarding, I suppose.
Yeah, it did, yeah. But one thing.
Did you stand up and sleep? Didn't you sleep in the ground once?
I slept in the ground. I think it was one of the ones in that pit that must have been the semi. Wouldn't have been the semi because we got too many tickets for the semi. I don't know. It was probably, might have been that Sheffield United quarter-final. We slept in the ground, one of the ones before. But in the ground, we all had a mass game of football at 3 o'clock on the pitch. It's like about 70 versus 70 with one ball. And I did score towards the Stretford end, but the security guards or whatever stewards that were on at the time had gone for a brew. They'd come back out and there's like...
Rotterdam did it as well, didn't you? Did you queue up for Rotterdam?
Rotterdam, I can't remember. I did it for Rotterdam. I might have done it. Around that time, I did it quite a lot. It got to be a habit. But as I was saying to my daughter...
There was doubt. But I can remember the 83 Cup final replay. That's how I got a ticket. Queuing up at Wembley the next day and there were fucking thousands. But what most savvy people, i.e. the regulars, were there's the queue for United, you know, for the Thursday replay, round and round the block. Oh, there's the queue that no one's fucking at in the Brighton end. There's suddenly, Stevie Foster, what a difference you have made.
Yeah. I remember, we were talking about this again the other week with my mother. It was over Christmas. One game my mum went for me because I was working with a token sheet for one game in the early 90s. It must have been early 90s because I was working. And she come back with two tickets. And I'm like, how have you done that? And she says, I just asked for two. And I'm like, but you've only got one token sheet. And it was just... unbelievable.
But that's like,
how many do you want? Two, please.
Tom Clare's written about in the 50s in the Babes run and that, and that the priest would say, look, you know, you go but you get me one as part of the condition, we'll let you leave early, but you can go off school but get us a ticket back. But right, so looking forward, are we all excited for what's coming up? PSG, you're going, obviously, don't you? Do all the Euro ways.
Yeah, I'll be going, looking forward to that.
Confident?
I thought we would, a couple of weeks ago, I thought we were going to go and get absolutely battered. Now, I don't. I think, you know, I'm not confident, but I think, you know, we've got as good a chance, you know, we've certainly got a lot better chance than we had on the Mourinho, I think. But we can't go with the attitude of, you know, we've got to be a bit clever here. It's a Euro way, we've got to...
Are we happy that sort of the Ole appointment... The Graham calls it that we're having our tummies tickled, and I said, well, I don't care, I like having my tummy tickled. You know, the Glazers are getting away with a free January pass, presumably, because they won't, they'll, you know, it'd be the, well, we don't know what's happening.
But
so,
would you have, what, the alternative? No, I the alternative was Jose still being there, and then him moaning that he can't spend money, and it just being another 6 months of the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so
I'd
rather have my team.
But it is interesting.
That's what it is. I'd much prefer that.
Well, for me, I've advocated in the Mag before they did it, get a United way. And people, you know, we talk about a mythological whatever way, but Ollie is showing by his presentation approach, the players are wearing all suits at games again.
Yes.
He's got his smart attire.
I picked up on this.
It's just a little bit of,
do you know what,
Fergie approach.
Pride.
Yeah.
Because Jose didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but it's also Ollie telling him.
It's
Ollie saying, you do this. So he's cracking the whip a little bit.
That I picked up on that as well, and I think that's the right thing to
do. It's just
a
little
detail.
This is
United, and this is
but that's what he's been saying. There isn't.
You know, to turn up at the airport, going to Euroways, you're in the United lady, the United side, are representing the club. They're not turning up in flip-flops on a tracksuit like half of them.
Yeah. I've had a proper buzz on everything he said, and I bet I'm getting carried away with it, but as I keep saying, we've got nothing to lose with this. If we'd have carried on the trajectory, we'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
So what have we got to just having a bit of fun?
Because we could go to Spurs away in a couple of weeks' time, next week, whenever, next Sunday.
And we could get tanked.
You get beat, and you know, everyone will say, well, you know, we knew we were going to get beat, you know, they've not played anyone of any note under Ollie's reign and all this. Or we could go there and win. So there's no pressure on us.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no pressure on us. And I think we could go there.
But also, Spurs will be starting to consider more than they would have under Jose. They'll be going, well, how do we contain Rashford? Yeah. You know, how do we think about their attacking, which they haven't for a long time?
If it had stayed the same, they wouldn't have that issue to think about.
No. I think we will go there and we'll be on your next podcast. I think we'll go
there. We're happy at the moment. So thanks for everyone who's listening. We have had more people, so it's appreciated. We're not keep saying it's just mates talking shit, but I've had a few people, Reds, who've emigrated and that, a couple in Oz who say it's a nice way to connect to people going to matches. That's all it's meant to do. If you can support the mag, because obviously we have to pay for the hosting, we don't get sponsors, someone fucking will talk shit for an advert. So, and the next mag's out for Brighton, and it's got our Clive Tildesley interview. Yeah, thank God the Jose one's finished. We can be
like
happy.
Like I've sold that magazine for about 15 games. I've just been. It's been a
tough month, but we're full of happy thoughts.
Can't wait to sell a new magazine.
But there's a very good interview with Clive Tildesley by Jimmy, who's honest and that. So it's a good. There's diverse. I never thought you'd read about a visit to North Korea in the mag. So I'll leave that there with you. So thanks, everyone. Right, Danny, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I can't believe you've been talking for 20 minutes and we haven't mentioned the new singing section, because the old singing section is so yesterday. No,
but
everyone's going to say now, people listening to this that were in the new singing section are going to be like, who's that
dick?
I
have to say.
That dick's from an era where they didn't have singing sections.
I know, but that's past, Danny. They're making an effort.
To be fair, joking.
And
apart,
we have got nothing to lose with them.
We created a bit of an atmosphere today and it was okay. It's all tongue in cheek.
What was the reason with it swapping from one side?
Because they want to. That's where it should have been originally, in my view. That's where they want to be and that's where it should be, in my eyes. Put the away fans up there, and if they want to make a noise. And I think Elstand is a natural place.
And it is always better when you're next to the away fans.
Yeah, and they're making an effort. And there's some, you know, we're a lot of old fogies in the ground, so. You know.
No, you're right, man.
And then the next step, safe standing. Please, God. Right, so, right, profound last thought.
Happy.
Right.
Happier than I was a fortnight ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was. I really am.
Right, Nathan, can you do Sean Connery?
No. I'm just happy and just looking forward to actually, you know, I always look forward to going to the games. It's never. But it was getting bad, wasn't it? And you're excited to watch it, and like you're saying, the away games, like Newcastle United, and it was like all day, it was like, oh, United are playing tonight. I can't wait to watch that tonight. It's going to be good. And when was the last time I thought that?
It wasn't just in the Mourinho was rain.
Lovely. Long may it continue. Cheers, lads. Right, Zach. Just quickly, because they were in the singing. So, quick add-on, because I'm joined with Mick and Zach, who I've known for a long, long time, and you're in the singing section, and you were in the L today. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. Atmosphere.
You never stopped?
No, but I think it's difficult to gauge when you're in that end. I think, everybody kept going. It was good fun.
See, I'm trying not to be cynical, because I know there's a lot of good lads who are trying their hardest there. I don't like the way United just shift you about and then it becomes one end is another, just like a bit of permanency and then say let everyone run with it.
I think we were looking to where our seats are in J, and it looked really quiet.
Yeah, it was, but that's what I meant. So how many stayed?
I saw a lot of faces
that you knew. So who's like, are you trying to just run with it and see where it goes?
There's a lot of people in jail who obviously stayed there for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go over the atmosphere, but then you've got the people that want the atmosphere. Then you've also got people that sell the tickets on, so that's why it's diluted.
Yeah.
And today,
we've got to try something, because Old Trafford is, you know, dying on its arse. So
even in the J, when they set the singing section up, we've seen it, you still get so many different faces every week, but it's not.
Which I always felt, from my pick in K, that L was the logical place forever to put a section, because then you could have the away fans, and I don't get this, we can do it for Reading and FA Cup, but we can't do it for, if you can do it, you can do it, you know?
Even when they've done the fair play to the United, work with Red Arm that they've wanted, yeah. They put the United Road at the bottom, it still doesn't travel all the way up to J anyway.
Yeah, so. Well, the acoustics of Old Trafford have never, because Stretford End, you can see them all bouncing, but you can never hear that in K.
I think it was only Bournemouth last week, it's the first time it's really transferred all the way around the stadium.
Yeah,
you can actually hear the Stretford End, and it.
Well, that might be Ollie as well. Yeah, he's getting even everyone.
It's the first time since when Moyes was 4-0 down against Liverpool.
Fucking don't mention Moyes. But look, so where would if obviously now there's talk that it's, and you're going to decide now if you move to Stretford End. But where would you prefer? Where would
I like it in J. I think.
But what? Even though L, do you?
Well, if we got L, I don't.
Where would be your choice?
L would be my choice. Yeah. I think if we could take L away,
make
from
it your own
fans, and that became. I think that it works well. The acoustic, it's the best section for the acoustics. Even we've sat all around the ground over the years, but you can always hear the away fans. But it's difficult. You don't want to become performing monkeys for the South Stand. Or.
And what's it like? Obviously, you're younger. This is your old man.
Yeah. Just.
You know, you're going buzzing off each other. What do you feel as a younger Red in this ageing Old Trafford?
I think the youngsters need to get. We get a lot of bad names because there's always, you get them dickheads who come up steaming and they're making a name for themselves and they're all embarrassing. And I think that all young Reds get pictured for them.
Yeah.
But it's not all like that. I think we all need to just come together and, again, just make.
Just have a go.
Yeah. Have a go, why not?
And everyone stop moaning about.
And I think,
there'd be a bit too many elitists trying to be a super Red star.
Yeah.
So it's like we're all.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
And what's it like taking your man to games still after all these years?
It's brilliant. I love it.
Still fucking happy as.
Yeah.
And the first time I met you in 1990.
Yes, yeah.
91 League Cup.
Yeah.
League Cup.
It was QPR, I think.
Was it? But the second time I met you, you were carrying me off a table because I climbed it to sing United songs.
That was Kilburn.
That was bad, bad.
Before the League Cup final.
Oh, God.
I never made it the next day. It was so bad.
Right, so you give me optimism. So are you happy with Ollie, lads?
Yes. 100%. Yeah. I think he's brought some life back into the club. Everybody's smiling. We're looking forward to.
Were you Jose in or Jose out?
Out.
Not from the start or from the start?
I was Jose in from the start. And until the last dressing room, that's when I was like, right, I need to go. But I wanted him to do more than Van Gaal and Moyes because I thought he was the right man at the wrong time.
Can you forgive the players?
If they carry on, if they win the summit this year, then yeah, maybe.
Can you?
There's some things. Be a lot cheaper. They've not. The club's more about. It's bigger than the shirt. They should be playing for the shirt.
Yeah, but we're in a modern age.
It's all down. So yeah. I'm an old fart. So.
Right. So where do you think this season? Honestly, not. not Madrid like shame. I'll have a quick word with you.
It's too at the moment Madrid's too expensive.
Well, no, we're all in Shane's roomy but
I did have a lot the other day.
Shane, first appearance as well. You booked Madrid. When did you book it?
In August.
You do this every
year,
though.
We do, yeah. And
so sometimes it pays off. Stockholm.
But we did also book Beckham, so I can't claim to be that optimistic. Yeah, but. You never know. You never know with Ole, but no, we're not.
Right, were you Jose in or out?
I think he had to go, but I was I thought it was a bit sad that he had, you know, he was our last hope of lifting us when we won that fall. And I think, you know, while he wasn't United, it's a mess. It was a mess, and we shouldn't have got, you know, the fact we've got to go an interim manager, we still haven't got a director of football. You know, the Ole thing masks a lot of deficiencies. But saying that, it's fun again.
Yeah,
I'm behind him, you know, and in some ways, I'm thinking just give Ole a run at it. Until there's a director of football in an established, let Ole, it's fun again. That's the main thing.
Take it that we're not going to get rid of the Glazers anytime soon, unless we stop all going. And unfortunately, I'm too selfish, too addicted to this drug that I can't give it up. Whatever, I'll protest against them till the days come home. I cannot give up this drug. That if they are here, then why can't I still enjoy myself? You know,
it's going to be. I think we, some of us, you know, you've got a choice of giving it up or still going. We still go because we like it too much. It's got to be fun, and you know, it's always going to be suboptimal under the Glazers. We know that. We're not going to match other clubs because the money.
But when you see that figures yesterday, that did the rounds. I mean, it's a cancerous league.
Exactly.
So how can we equate with what we do, knowing that? We're one hand.
Yeah, it's one of them. They're trying to sell the club in a few years.
Yeah, but they won't. They. But then we could get replaced with. Is this just what we do? We dance with the devil.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that battle's gone in a way. It doesn't mean. Sometimes I think we should be a bit more vocal about it. Maybe in the ground, not all the time, because you want to have fun. But so I do think we. You know, we could be more vocal about them at times. But if I look at today and what Ole's done, he's made it fun again. And it, you know, till the final whistle, there was Rashford and others. We're chasing down the game, risking injury. You know, under Jose, they'd be strolling around. You know, not trying. So I think just having that mentality.
You can see since Jose's been sacked and Ole's come in, the whole mood around everywhere is completely lifted.
And there's a few people at Carrington who, as I say, like Jose. Not a fan, a miserable person, and to normal staffers who I know, just so dismissive, so ignorant, that's what it is, it's ignorant behaviour, to where Ole has immediately come in and he gave, not only at the Christmas do, but also at Carrington, where he says, I'm not going to know all your names straight away, unless, you know, you were part of it, but I'm going to make an effort by the end of the season, and you think... That is chalk and cheese.
I think it might be it's not a downside. The only thing that could be tough about it is he becomes so popular, the next fella's on to hiding to nothing all of a sudden.
But then we're in a position. Ed Woodward wants Pochettino, but I think honestly, I advocated a month ago, get a United man, get something who goes. So Pochettino's time may come or go. The important thing is to get the director of football. And I was thinking about this when I had a shit yesterday. Sorry, people. This is how my life. But I had moments to ponder life. And I thought, in any industry or in any high business, people will know who the top elite are. So in football, they will know the best directors of football. You know, the word would spread. He is exceptional at what he does. So get that man in, no matter what it takes. And then you work out a scouting network. Ole might not like some of the signings suggested. So there's so many politics that come up. It's no director of football comes in and this is all changed for the better. Because you've got to talk about different type of politics we've never experienced. But it can't be any worse than Ed Woodward abysmally handling the football side.
You can't get a director of football in, say, July. And then surely you've got the sequence is director of football, then the manager. So get a director of football in, get his feet on the table, give Ole another run of it. And then the director of football can be the judge of whether Ole's taking it in the right direction or not. While he's getting the network out and
But the eventual decision, let's not kid ourselves, is going to be down to Ed Woodward, who is a man seeped in failure. But I think his thinking was... We'll give it Ole and then I'll get my master plan.
Right, yeah.
But events with Ole will go overtake them.
I think Ole's also...
Because you want to be the man who sacks Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
For all his nice yes man he's actually being very clever about this, and he's got his feet on the table. And first week it was like... I know what I'm doing this for 6 months. Now he's already making noises, I want this job. Yeah. And, you know, he's fist pumping
the fans.
Well,
wouldn't you? This is your one and only chance.
He's playing the fans, which I mean, genuinely.
Everything he says
he's
spot on. But that's what I said. Yeah. Right, so we're happy. We keep ending things happy.
Yeah.
You happy about it?
I'm happy. Mind a Guinness.
Are you on a dry January vegan area?
I was intending to take it a bit easy, but events have overtaken me already.
Right.
Match game one of the year. Yeah.
Okay. Right, that was a double one. Bye.